So anyway, let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are here today. And we're so grateful that you are here. Do as you wish today. Touch us, revive us, open our eyes, open our hearts, stir something within us, awaken us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So who here prefers going to a restaurant and ordering from a menu? Show of hands. Oh, boring. Who prefers a smorgasbord or a buffet? There we go. These are my people. I've got a birthday coming up soon. So if you're thinking of any present, take me out for a buffet and I will not disappoint you. That I can tell you, I will not disappoint you. And what I love about a buffet is this. You can go for a starter. There are options. I can have a hot starter or I can have a cold one. As if that is not enough, I have to go for my mains. And there's a whole selection. Oh, once a friend said to me, I'll take you to the atrium. I was so excited. In my mind, I thought about Sizzlers. Oh, little did I know I was in for a treat. I went, I got the Asian cuisine. As I walked, oh, there was seafood. There was more. And then I turned again. Oh, there was the German sausage, my favorite. There is always more at a buffet. And as if you've had enough, there is dessert. Oh, I love my dessert. And there's a selection. Oh, sticky date pudding. Oh, there you go. And to wrap it up, a cup of tea. Oh, who's hungry? I hope Kevin can hear this. Second service, we need a treat, Kevin. But this is what we are in for today. And I want you to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself to receive. God has laid out a table for you today. There is more than enough for all of us. You can go so many times. I'm married to a very interesting man who, when we go for a buffet, we use one plate, put it away, and get a clean one, and start again. That's what you got to do today. Be prepared to have more. There is more than enough. So what does this have to do with today? It's Pentecost Sunday. Jesus' words to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. We know he had died, he had risen, and he comes back to them and he says to them, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait, there is more. Yes. What more can he give? He was Jesus. And the disciples thought they had had enough, they'd seen it all. They had already been working in miracles. They had seen everything they could have imagined. And he says, wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. What is this gift? He says in verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen. Now remember, before his death, his last command is go out into the world and preach the gospel, make disciples. And so the disciples are excited. They are sitting there waiting. They're eagerly waiting to go because they are on an assignment. They've already been given an assignment. And he says, wait, there is more. There is more. Now you can imagine what is going through their minds as they're waiting for this great day. They're waiting for more. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This morning, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. He says at the end in X, you will receive this gift that I've been talking about. Now let's go to this gift that he has been talking about. What is it? What is this gift? In John chapter 14, he says, if you love me and keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives in you and he will be in you. There is more. As we keep going in John chapter 14, he says, all this I have spoken while still with you, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you. Hallelujah. Not one thing, not two things. All things, and remind you of everything. Not just a little bit, but everything that I have said to you. Hallelujah. Wow. Why was this so important? Because they're on an assignment. They're eager and they have to go into the world. And Jesus is saying, he's reminding you and I today that if you're going to face the world, if you're going to confront the world, you need more. You need power. The power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The baptism of the Holy Spirit will awaken you to the truth. It will awaken you to the gifts. It will awaken you to what Jesus wants to do in this world. It will awaken you to that which is good, which God started right at the beginning. Now, Jesus, let me remind you this. The enemy is cunning. The enemy is cunning, and his job is simple, very simple. He did it with Adam and Eve. He says to them, did he really say that? That's all he needed to do. Did he really say that? And they were already confused. And look, he didn't stop there. We learn that Jesus himself got baptized in water and the Spirit descended upon him. And the Spirit led him into the wilderness. And there he was, sly fox, waiting again and asked the same question. If you are the Son of God, challenging the truth. So the enemy knows the truth. So it is you and I who will get confused about the truth. We live in a world, in a society that our cultures tend to water down the truth. We've got all sorts of names. We've got all sorts of explanations, theories, all of that. So we need the Holy Spirit to be able to walk in the truth, to be able to stand firm and to say, as Jesus did, get thee behind me, Satan. Because he's never going to stop challenging you. But the Holy Spirit's role in your life is this, to be an advocate, your attorney. You are guilty as charged. That is what the enemy will tell you. But having the Holy Spirit there is for him to remind you that you are free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. He is your helper. We've just read. He is your helper. He wants to hold your hand and walk with you. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. He is there with you. He is present. And the joy of the Holy Spirit is he can be with me in Africa. He can be with me in Australia. He can be in you, Pastor David, and in me at the same time. Hallelujah. Helping all of us. Truth. Oh, I'm so desperate for the truth in this life. And that is what the Holy Spirit will do, awaken you to the truth. He will awaken you to your situation so that you stop making excuses for it. But you can tell, now this is not of God. This is the enemy. Now I need to stand on the truth of the Word of God, which says, I am more than a conqueror. And you can fight the enemy. Hallelujah. He is your teacher. teaching you in everything. Everything. There is no subject that is off limits with the Holy Spirit. Everything. And most of all, your reminder. Ooh, we all forget. I have three kids, and I tend to mix their names. I don't know how that happens, but all of a sudden, I now mix their names. The Holy Spirit will remind you of the good things. Who knows, when you are in very big trouble, you forget His presence. The Holy Spirit is there to remind you of His presence, to remind you to count it all joy, to remind you that in all things, through prayer and supplication, present your requests to God. But the biggest is the power. I don't know what power looks like to you. And this is what I love about the Holy Spirit, is it's a personal experience. You get to experience the power in a unique way. But what I know is, it says, but the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. So what that tells me is, you've got fear here. Whatever your fear is, your definition, your situation that is presenting fear to you, the opposite is the power of the Holy Spirit that you need to tap into today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is more. There is more. There is so much more. Let me tell you what happened to me. You might be sitting here and you're thinking, you know what? I've been saved for a very long time. A very long time. I know this. You still can get more. Doesn't matter how many times you go to the buffet with a clean plate, you can still have more. You may be here also thinking, I've just been saved a couple of days. Now let me tell you what happened to me. I have been saved a week. Now the story of my salvation is even funnier. I wanted to go to the club with some friends. There I was 18 and eager to go out and be free. That's what we thought. And then my friends didn't show up. So I already had this adrenaline and I was ready to go. And then I thought, I can't go to sleep. I'm pumped already. So I started to hear sounds and I could hear music. I thought, okay, let me follow the sound of the beat. I followed the sound. Huh. It was a revival conference. And the ushers were so good. Our ushers, just like the ones who stand out in the car park, as soon as I walked into that car park, they grabbed me straight in, front seat. Now, mind you, I was dressed for the club, so you can imagine. And I got saved. 2 weeks later, I still had the same friends, and this time we're in the city. And then I just felt, I've had enough. Something's just not adding up. I don't want to be here. And there was a youth revival on campus. And I thought, I want to go back. Now, let me tell you, after I got saved, there were three specific individuals. I love them to bits. They would come to my window at 6 o'clock every morning and say, let's go for prayer. Now, 6 o'clock in winter is not a good thing. And in the evening, there was service. So the good thing about on campus is you've got all the churches. So you couldn't miss any church service. And so at 6 o'clock at night, there was a church service as well. So they would come again. It's like, we'll take you out for dinner and we go to church. So I was sort of running away from them a little bit. But in these 2 weeks, I just felt I wanted to be with them. And that was strange. That was really strange for me. I really wanted to be where they were. So I looked for them, and they were in this youth revival. So I went in there. I didn't even hear what the preacher said because the church service was already coming to an end. But I remember walking in, running to the front, and just crying my heart out and saying, God, this is it. I can't go back. This is it. Now, if you've had the story of my life, you would know I had been through all sorts of turmoil, all sorts of trouble. I'd been mugged twice at knife point. I'd been through a lot. I was questioning, are these really my parents? Are they really? You know, I had so much pain, so much confusion, so much anger. But I was so tired of being angry that I just said, God, I want more. I want more. I left this service. I started to see things differently. I hadn't spoken to my dad in over a year and a half, but I grew a strong love for him all of a sudden. All of a sudden. And it was strange to my family members, like, you? Really? But I couldn't explain it. All of a sudden, I had this love for him. I had so much love to give. Amen. 2 weeks later, I was in Zambia. I was in a pub preaching the gospel this time. It was different. That was the beginning of my journey. So you may be new to salvation. You may be new to Christ. There is more for you. There is more for you. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 11, we read of these beautiful gifts. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. The Holy Spirit is here today to ignite the gifts that He has deposited in you as He wills. Are you willing? Are you willing? Amen. That's what I would love to hear. He is here to recharge you today. Your battery is running low. Or perhaps you don't even know what your gift is. Ask Him today. What is it? What is it? He is here. He is ready to give you more. He is ready to give you more. Now, you could have been just like, nah, this is, yeah, I've got a different theory altogether. We read of Paul in chapter 19 of Acts. Paul is visiting Ephesus, and he comes to a group of believers, and he notices something is missing. You could have been saved for years, and something still is missing. These are people who knew God, knew Jesus Christ, but still something was missing. And he noticed, and he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? I'm asking the same question to you this morning. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, no, we have not heard. We've not heard about this Holy Spirit. And then Paul says to them, I will baptize you. I will lay my hands on you and pray for you. They had been baptized in water. They knew. So they've done that. We saw people here being baptized in water a couple of weeks ago. Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Paul places his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues. And they prophesied. Today, you may be thinking, I haven't done that. You would want that. Like I said, it's a smorgasbord. There is more. You get to pick what you need today. Perhaps for you, it's tongues. For someone else, it's prophecy. For someone else, it's faith. There is more. There is more today. One other thing that Paul emphasizes is the evidence. And the evidence is needed for us to be able to coexist as believers, to love each other as believers. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. This is the one I love. Self-control. Self-control. It is my prayer every day. As I walk out of these doors, God, self-control. As I drive my car, Lord, self-control. Some people find it easy. Not for me. Self-control, God. This morning, we're not going to spend much time talking about the word. There's Bible school. Thank you, Pastor David. Bible school will answer questions for you. Today we want to experience. And as the band is coming up, we want an experience. We are going to spend a lot more time indulging in the feast. Today we're spending more time as Pentecostals, indulging of the feast that is prepared for us. There is more. What are you after today from the Holy Spirit? He is in you. He lives in you. Wants to work through you for the preaching of the gospel. He wants you to go to places where you can never go ordinarily. He wants to give you that courage, that boldness to stand firm on your faith, to stand firm on your belief. He wants you to question. He wants you to be freed of that demon. The Holy Spirit will awaken you to things that are wrong. He will show you that no, you are under bondage and you need to be freed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Be free today. How hungry are you, Real Life Church, this morning?